This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's not often that a town government gets into a bitter dispute with the town's largest taxpayer. But in Foxborough, it's happening.
At issue, who controls two giant billboards near Gillette Stadium? Now, that might not sound like a big deal, but it is when one of the parties in the dispute is the Kraft Group, founded by Patriots owner Robert Kraft.
The Boston Globe's Mark Arsenault has been following the story. And Mark, I understand that these billboards are on Route 1, and Robert Kraft says his group owns them. The town says, no, the billboards belong to Foxborough. What's caused the dispute to go so sour?
Well, I could bore the listeners for an hour about the fine legal points
of this
dispute.
Let's not risk that.
Suffice to say, the Krafts believe they control the billboards. The town believes that there are easements on the land that gives the town control. For the past 4 years, they've been splitting the revenue that the billboards have generated. The Krafts have done the marketing. The town's taken half the money. It's worked out pretty well for both parties. The town at this point, though, with that agreement ending, wants to put the management of the billboards out to bid. The Krafts say that the town doesn't have the right to do that.
Okay, so that's sort of the legal background here, but I understand that the Kraft Group, or at least Robert Kraft, has filed a lawsuit alleging civil rights violations. How did it get to that? What does he claim?
How we got to this point is that the relationship between the town and the Krafts has been sort of deteriorating for the last year or so. This is the latest escalation of this. A couple of weeks ago, some Kraft representatives came to the town to assert their ownership of the billboards at a public meeting. But since they were going out to bid, town didn't want the Kraft representatives to speak, fearing that they would poison the bidding process by using the meeting to broadcast the fact that the ownership of the billboards was in dispute. So what other company would want to get involved in that by putting in a bid?
Okay, so I understand that a district court judge has actually today ruled on this case and has issued a temporary restraining order that will allow Kraft Group representatives to speak at tonight's Foxborough Town Selectmen's meeting. So that's at least one tick forward in this story. I guess the big question here, and the reason why everyone's kind of wondering how relations between the town of Foxborough and the Kraft Group are going to mature or evolve from this point on, is this might be a place where there's a casino in the future.
Hanging over this entire dispute is the fact that Bob Kraft has asked the town to consider what would be, whichever way it goes, the most significant economic development proposal the town has ever seen, which would be a $1 billion casino would be built by Wynn Resorts on land that Kraft owns across the street from Gillette Stadium. Either way the town decides on that, to take the casino and the $12 or $14 million a year in tax revenue, or not allow casino gambling in town. Either way, it's going to be a decision that will affect the future of the town. It's a huge economic development proposal. And that is the thing that's sort of floating over this, the cloud that's floating over this dispute now.
Mark, we just have a couple seconds, but I'm wondering, does this dispute over just a pair of billboards give people cause to think that it may jeopardize any casino conversation the town and the Kraft Group might be having or will have in the future?
Well, we'll see. I think money will cure all, and I think people will make their decisions based on the proposal that Wynn can put forward and whether or not they want to take the money, with the possibility that casino gambling could change the character of their town.
Mark Arsenault is a reporter with the Boston Globe. Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you.